Lord God, as I come before you this morning, offering up myself, O God, to be your voice this day, may you, O God, enter into this place. May you take away all of the thoughts and ramblings that have been flowing throughout and flooding my mind this past week, O Lord. May you bring calmness like a peaceful river, O Lord, into my spirit. May you, O God, let the very words that I speak and the very moves I take be those that you, O God, desire to be made this day. I come, O God, as an open vessel, inviting your presence to be poured in so that you, O God, might be poured out. This, O God, is my humble prayer. Amen. Creating something new. Creating something new this day is where we come this morning in our message brought before us by our God. And we read in the passage of Jeremiah where God says, I am creating a new thing. God is creating a new thing for the children of God, for Isaiah's people, because they have been through the worst of times. They have been through warring and famine. They have been through stress and dismay. They have been through displacement and malaise. They have been talked about as sure as you born. They have been mistreated in ways you cannot imagine. As we talked about last week, about taking courage from Haggai, who was asking them to build the temple. This day, the words of Isaiah say to them, God is creating a new thing. Not an old thing, which is sometimes hard to let go of, if you know what I mean. God is creating a new thing, something totally unimaginable to them. For indeed, if you had lived through the impoverished in times in which they live, if you had lived through the warring times in which they have been through, if you have lived through those times when you didn't have home or shelter, if you had been living in those times when you had been displaced and sent from hither, thither, and yon, you would understand that they're at a point in their lives where it feels like it's the same old, same old. There's nothing new under the sun. They are feeling lost and alone. They need a word from the Lord that will build them up from the depths of their despair and bring them to a place of joy. What I find so interesting in this text is how many times you hear the word joy or rejoice. In the midst of their despair, in the midst of their tiredness, God is telling them that they shall rejoice. They should find joy. Why? Because God is creating a new thing. And what is this new thing? God is creating a new thing where child deaths will not be as they have been before. That when they have had births, it was very often that childbirth was one of great death, not only for the child, but even for the mother. But God is saying there's going to be something new around that scene. In the midst of the despair and angst that is going around between war and peace, God is saying to them, a new thing is going to happen, because the wolf will sit with the lamb. Have mercy, Jesus. That is something that if you were in this time and period, you would never imagine. A wolf sitting with a lamb. Now, I know it's metaphorical, because even in today's time, you certainly wouldn't necessarily see a wolf sitting down with a lamb. But indeed, God is saying something new is going to happen. If you can only imagine, if you can only process. Don't sit in the wallows of where you are, but if you can only imagine what I'm saying to you, that a new day is coming. I'm going to create something that's totally different than what you would have imagined. There's going to be a different life in which you have come from. And as I was looking on this passage, the word that really sticks out for me is this creating piece. God says to the children, I am going to create. God didn't say it was created. God didn't say it was done. God God didn't say when it would be complete. God says, I am going to create a new thing. Why is that important? That's important because had you lived in that time, if you hung on the word that God is going to create as if God has already created, you'd be like, well, God, what have you done? You'd be sitting there going, well, wait a minute. You said you created? No. The phrase here is, I am going to create a new thing. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. In this time and place, there is something that's going to happen. It has not occurred yet. And so if you're sitting there and you are in this malaise of despair and troubling times, the idea that just the imagination that God is going to create something might give you a sense of hope, a sense of peace, a sense of calm, that God has not left you, that God sees the stress and strife that you're in, and God is going to make it all right. But God doesn't say it's going to happen tomorrow. God doesn't say that you're going to have a camel in every tent right now. God doesn't say that the healthcare problem is going to be fixed right now. God doesn't say that it'll be done in 24/7, in 24 hours. God says, I am creating, I am beginning to work with who? And you know, this creation is interesting because in order to create something new, God needs who? God needs them. God needs the people in order to create this new thing. And working with people, as God has already come to discover, ain't always easy. We can be a stubborn, stiff-necked people, as our scripture says. We can be a people that do not adhere to God. We might hear God's creating, and then we might say, well, it ain't done, so we're going to move on to something else. But instead, God tells them, I am going to create a new thing. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. That the things that you are going through, the things that you have endured, the stress and strain that you have had to make your way through, it's going to be different. It's going to be new. And yes, he even gives some those specifics that tells you that there is a change coming. And if you had been them in that day and time, you would be probably saying the same thing as I want to believe they would have done. Okay, Lord. You creating? I'm waiting. You creating? I'm with you. You creating? I'm going to check it out. You creating? Let's see what happens. But God is creating this in them. This sense of hope. This sense of imagination. This sense of rejoicing even in the midst of their despair and their disdain. This sense of singing praises of God, even when things don't look right, even when things don't feel right, that you will rejoice in the Lord in all things, and you will rejoice in him always. And again, I say rejoice. Why? Because in the midst of the stress and struggles, in the midst of the trials and tribulations, I know sometimes you feel like nobody cares and nobody's there. But I want you to know that if you rejoice in the name of the Lord, everything will feel better. Everything will get better. It may not come in the time you expect it to. It may not even look the way you want it to. God says, I am creating a new thing. Long before Jesus would ever step foot on the earth, a new thing. God told him, I would create a new thing. And sometime later, that new thing would be Jesus. That his son would come so that you and I, so that all might have a right to the tree of life. Now, the children of God in Isaiah's time did not see Jesus. They had to live on these words of Isaiah that God was going to create something new, not necessarily in their time, but in God's time. And I want to remind you that God's time is not our time. I want to say it again. God's time is not our time. Because I hear people say to me, well, I talked to the Lord and he didn't do nothing. Well, because it wasn't his time. It might have been your time. You wanted him to come. You wanted to fix it. But it wasn't God's time. As a matter of fact, it might not have been God's time because he couldn't get you to do what you were supposed to do in order for it to work in the first place. Because yes, you have a part to play in God's work in the world. But if you were the children of Israel, if you were living in this time of stress and strain, of dismay and worry, you would feel as though, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to depend on you, because these are the words of your prophet Isaiah. These are the words of your servant who has come before me. These are the words that are placed before me in the midst of these difficult times, in my wandering and in my wants, in my despair and in my loneliness, in my separation of family and friends. I know that you said you were going to create a new thing, that the world would be a different place. And I'm going to trust your creating. But I know you might be wondering this morning, why are we hearing about Isaiah this morning? Well, why has God placed these words before us this day? Because my brothers and sisters, we live in a world in 2019 where we're still faced with some of the same issues that are going on and around our world. We still live in a world where wars and rumors of wars are yet going on. We live in a world where the wars that used to be fought from eye to eye are now fought from the sky, and you never see who it is. We live in a world where childbirth has gotten tremendously better, where it is different. But some of you can sit here and tell me, but Michael, there are still children dying. Yes, there are. But the number of child deaths in this day and age compared to the number of child deaths in the time of Isaiah has drastically, tremendously, omnipotently changed. But are they still present? Yes. We still live in a world where right now, where we still cannot have the wolf sit down with the lamb. And that this metaphorical peace is around me and you, around neighbors and friends, around enemies, those we like and those we don't like. We still live in a world where we need a new creation around peace and justice. We still need a world right now where we are accepting of all of God's children, not some of God's children, not just the ones who look like us, talk like us, act like us, but the ones who don't talk like us, who don't look like us, who don't love like us. Yes, we are called to love each and every one. Yes, we are called in this new day to love our enemies as we love ourselves. I believe Jesus might have said that. Indeed, God is still creating. God is not done. I want you to know that when God spoke these words to the people of Isaiah, God is speaking those same words to you and me. God is not done creating a new world, a new order, a new place. But I want you to know that Jesus reminds us that in order for that newness to occur, it's got to happen right here in you and me. It's got to happen in our hearts for that new creation to become the reality of the present day. No, God is not finished. God wasn't done creating when he said these words to Isaiah, I am creating a new heaven and a new earth. God is still saying those words to you and me. I want to create a new heaven and a new earth. I need you, your hands, your feet, your heart, your mind, your spirit, to be one that is open to what I call unto you. This morning, I asked the children and you to bring food that we might share with someone who's hungry. You see, in the new creation that God was talking about to the children of God, they didn't have much to give. But I want to believe what they had, of which they did, they gave. In this new creation, you and I have greatly more abundantly than they would have ever imagined or hoped for. We're living in homes and having experiences that they would have never known in their day and time. Yes, you and I are rich. We are rich. But in this new creation, are we willing to share our bounty? Are we willing to care for those who have less than we do? You see, this the creation is that you and I don't get bogged down by the troubles and trials of the world. I know. I've got stressed this year over the number of gun shootings that have happened in our nation. Just recently, we had another gun shooting in a school in Santa Clarita, where kids were gunned down because of a student, and I don't know what his issues were, but I do know that two children are dead because he brought a gun. And it's depressing. It's something that doesn't bring joy to my heart. It's hard for me to find a sense of joy and contentment when innocent children are being harmed, when innocent anyone for that matter is being harmed. It's hard for me to find joy when I see how we treat brothers and sisters, not only those across the borders, but across the world. It's hard for me to find joy when I see the disparity between those who have wealth and those who are in poverty. When the 1% controls all of the 99%, I struggle trying to find that joy. But I want you to know today that I've got joy in my heart because God says, rejoice, for I am creating a new thing. God ain't done yet. God is still creating. And even though there are moments where I feel down and out, even though I feel despair, even though I feel like I'm not doing enough, in those moments, I can find joy. Joy because I know the God that lives in my heart. And I know my heart of gift to service those as any and all that I can. And I know that in that joy, when I love you, you love me, oh, there is great joy. When I see the children smiling, I know there's great joy. When I see someone, it was interesting because Julia came in this morning. Y'all can't see it, but she has on this really beautiful dress this morning. And I looked over and I said, Julia, that is absolutely beautiful. What she doesn't realize is what I was also saying is it brought me joy. You see, we have to find that joy in the midst of that which is small and simple at times. You don't always find that joy because the family's got together and celebrated an anniversary or a birthday. You don't always find that joy in the fact that you were given some award. But my. I remember the joy when my kids would come home with a test they had passed. And the joy that I would see in their face, which would illuminate into me. And the joy that I would have. In essence, something new was created in me because of their success and their joy at what they had accomplished. So I want you to know why we have this message this morning, why we have this creating something new is because God is yet trying to create something new in you and me and the world in which we live this day. Yes, there are wars and rumors of wars. Yes, there is violence on our streets. Yes, we have to lock our doors and our cars. Yes, there is still sickness in our world. Yes, there is still hurt, harm, and danger. Yes. There is struggles around our border system. Yes, there is so much we can look at that says that the world ain't right. We ain't got this thing figured out. But I want to remind you, it's not your job to do that. God says, I am creating a new thing, a new heaven and a new earth. It is for you and me. It is for you and me to find God's joy, to find God's grace, to express God's mercy, God's kindness and gentleness into the world. For God is yet creating. God is yet making things new. And I know sometimes it may feel stressful. I know sometimes it may feel like, man, things have not changed. But I want you to know that as a guy who likes history, the world is not what it used to be. It's not where it ought to be, but it's not where it used to be. There was a time when a person like me would not be standing in front of you this day. I would not be standing before you and bringing a word of God. There was a time in this day when all of y'all would not be together, by the way. But that time has changed. There was a time when a woman would not be allowed to preach, have mercy, Jesus. There was a time when a woman was not allowed to be a deacon or a deaconess. There was a time when a person who was gay or straight or bisexual would not be allowed to be in the church. There was a time when your neighbors, who, if they did not agree with you, had to move. There was a time a long time ago. Things are new. They are different. And for that, I rejoice. For that, I give God thanks. Yet God is still creating. There is still more work to do. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know this message that God delivered that day was not so that the people could simply do this. God was not telling them so they could sit down and cross their legs and say, there's nothing I need to do. God was not delivering this message so that they would feel as though they could just sit back and wait on God. That is not the God then. It is not the God now. It is not the God ever. God calls on you and me in the midst of our finding that sense of rejoice, in the midst of us finding that sense of peace, in the midst of us finding that sense of grace, in the midst of us finding that sense of love, that you and I might also extend that out into the world. That you and I, as something new, every day new mercies come, every day, morning by morning. Oh my goodness, what a song this morning. My Lord, what a morning. When the stars refused to shine, have mercy, you and I got up this morning. And God is saying that is new. You and I have an opportunity today to make a difference in the world, and that is new. Yesterday is old business, is old news. Tomorrow is yet to come. Today, God is creating a new thing. Have mercy. Let the church say amen. Woo! Church, say amen again. Because I want you to know, if you'd have known me back in the day, I wouldn't have been a new thing. I would have been an old thing. But I want you to know that God got into my heart and my mind and my soul, and the Lord changed me. And I'm a new creature. I'm not what I used to be. I don't go to the places I used to go. I don't do the things I used to do. And thank God I don't. But in the name of Jesus, I'm different. In the name of Jesus, I'm a new creation. Church, let us sing, because I'm keep going if y'all won't stop me. Let's go on.